Parshas Vayeshev relates the story of the conflict among the sons of Yaakov, how Joseph, was envied by his brothers, who then kidnapped him and sold him into slavery. For many years, Yaakov would not know whether Joseph is alive or dead, and suffered from the absence of his favorite son. The lengthy story of Joseph, how he came to be sold as a slave, how he rose to become a powerful ruler, and ultimately became reconciled and reunited with his family, begins in this parsha with the verse of Vayeshev Yaakov, and Jacob settled in the land where his father dwelt. Our sages and the commentators draw attention to the initial word Vayeshev. It means to live, to settle down, to abide with a sense of permanence and serenity. Thus they note the contrast and paradox between this expression of repose and the unsettling events with Joseph that follow right thereafter. They say that this sequence is not coincidental and explain it as follows. Vayeshev Yaakov indicates that Jacob was hoping to lead a quiet and settled life. He had already reached the advanced age of 108 years. His life so far had not been easy. For many years he had troubles and suffered, first because of his brother Esau, then at the hands of Laban, and even as he returned home after 2 decades, he had the incident with Dinah on the way, and the loss of his beloved wife, Rachel. Now that he was back home, he looked forward to a quiet golden age. Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Beshalvo. Jacob wished to dwell in tranquility. Yet immediately thereupon came the turmoil and trouble of the story of Joseph. For here on earth, it is not meant for the righteous to lead a life of tranquility. There is a profound moral in this. The Torah does not mean that, God forbid, there must be suffering. Rather, it means that here on earth there cannot be full repose and tranquility. Man is placed on this earth to carry out a mission. There is more to life than simply living, than simply passing through our years on earth by working for a livelihood, eating, drinking, and sleeping. We are here for a divine purpose. Our most important component is the soul. And we have a spiritual goal for our existence. The very fact that we are alive, that we are still breathing and able to do things, is an indication and proof that we have not completed our ultimate mission in life. The physical reality of our existence compels us to work, to earn a living, to spend so much precious time on preserving our life and health. But these preoccupations are not an end in itself, only a means towards an end. Thus we look forward to be freed from those external restraints. We look forward to retire and to relax. Vayeshev Yaakov, we await with anticipation the opportunity to retire, to collect a pension, relax and dwell in tranquility. In principle, there is nothing wrong with that. On the contrary, it is an ideal form of freedom, of liberty. But freedom and liberty too is not an end in itself. When free, we must ask ourselves, free for what? And there is only one answer to that question. Free to do that which is really important, that which is an end in itself, that which I always wanted to do, but was prevented from doing because of the day-to-day needs of life. Most of our time is spent on taking, on gathering things for our material existence and comfort. With some people, this becomes an obsession, and they keep on taking and collecting even when they no longer need it. their working and making money becomes an end in itself. Others again can't wait to stop working, so that they can just be idle in the freedom of not doing anything. Neither of the two realize that when you have a chance to retire, this really means new opportunities. The golden age of retirement is a time when we can devote ourselves to giving instead of taking. At the very least, when our physical needs have been taken care of, we can devote ourselves to our spiritual needs, as well as to the needs of others. We can enhance our spiritual reality, our religious and moral identity, by study of Torah and the performance of good deeds, by acts of kindness and social responsibilities. When we have the good fortune to be able to retire, all excuses for postponing and delaying spiritual pursuits fall away. Retiring must never be vegetating. It means to continue actively, to continue living for as long as we can by doing as much as we can on the higher and deeper levels of the human reality that now become accessible. This then we learn from the beginning of this parsha, from the concept that here on earth, for as long as we live, there is no repose and retiring for the righteous. They do and must keep on growing and developing.